Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here is Razor Ramon.
Ramon. Razor Ramon. I come from the gutter. I know that. I got no education. Who needs it? Look at me. Look at me. Look at the gold. Look at my clothes. I'm a success. I'm coming to the WWF. All I want is what I got coming to me. The world, Chico. Everything in it.
Last night, we received the devastating news that Scott Hall has passed away. Scott was taken off life support on Monday after suffering 3 heart attacks over the weekend. He'd been in a hospital in Georgia since the start of the month after sustaining a broken hip that required surgery. This led to a blood clot, multiple heart attacks, and unfortunately took the life of Scott Hall. Tributes have been pouring in for Scott Hall since the news of his passing yesterday. Triple H tweeting, "I'm gutted, lost a brother. I love you, Scott. I'll see you down the road." Sting tweeting, "He definitely made us all better. So many too sweet memories. You will be missed." Jeff Jarrett sharing, "For 30 plus years, Scott was many things to me. Mentor, rival, etc. Above all, he was my friend." Diamond Dallas Page tweeting, "The bad guy till the end. Yo, Death, what's your finisher? Can't wait to kick out." He may not have kicked out, but he wasn't going to put that MFer over clean. Sean Waltman, who shared many happy memories of himself and Scott Hall, also shared a photo of Scott Hall with Kurt Hennig, his former tag team partner, with the caption, "Together again."
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You know, the way I see it, Gene, everybody knows about the phenomenon Bill Goldberg. You know, 174 straight wrestling matches he won. Well, Billy Boy, tomorrow you're in your first ever gimmick match. And I know you don't even know what a gimmick match is, so let me explain it to you. We're taking my thunder gun, putting it high above the ring. We got a 10-foot steel ladder down the aisle. There's no rules, no ref, no time limit. Anything goes. If you get this, you get to use it on me. And Gene, if I get it, I get to use it on Goldberg. Again.
After what you cost him at Starrcade, Scott Hall, I would be a little more apprehensive than you are, apparently, here at the 11th hour.
Well, it's a good thing it's not you wrestling Goldberg, huh, Gene?
I don't get
involved. Goldberg, you don't scare me. You might scare a lot of people, but see, I found the way to beat the cyborg. That's why they call me the high-tech redneck.
All right, Scott Hall, this 10-foot-high ladder, and of course that stun stick, will be suspended high above the ring. When Scott Hall and Goldberg collide tomorrow night, that's sold out.
On Monday Night Raw last night, as well as a tribute video, Kevin Owens opened Raw with a hey yo, and Damian Priest used the razor's edge to put Finn Balor through the table. And Damian Priest himself sharing a very moving tribute to Scott Hall on his social media following that as well. Let's take a look back at the incredible Hall of Fame career of Scott Hall.
Hey yo.
Razor Ramon will not be denied here, Vinnie Mac.
Will we see the Razor's Edge? Drive it down the canvas.
You want to fight Razor Ramon? You lost your mind, chico.
Scott Oliver Hall was born October 20th, 1958. As the child of a military family, he moved around constantly, attending high school in Munich, Germany, before attending St. Mary's College in Maryland. Scott originally wanted to be a children's doctor, but it wasn't long after he started pro wrestling training that he realized that would be his true calling.
Well, Greg Gagne, you talk about a very imposing physical specimen. Oh. Scott Hall, 6'8", 298 pounds, and not an ounce of fat on him.
And when he gets a hold of you, you know what he's going to do? Tell him, stud!
Z-Man, when you cross the stud, you're going to be seeing 3D. Diamond Death Drop.
Good God!
Not long after he debuted in 1984, people were saying that Scott Hall had all the trappings of becoming a future world star. He competed for the likes of the NWA, the AWA, and New Japan Pro Wrestling before he finally settled in the WWF in 1992.
Say hello to Razor Ramon. I'm coming to the WWF. Nobody going to stop me. Nobody going to tell Razor Ramon what to do. El Jefe, Razor Ramon.
His time in the WWF saw him win the Intercontinental Championship on multiple occasions, as well as competing in timeless matches against the likes of the 1-2-3 Kid and Bret Hart. Of course, we cannot forget those two famous ladder matches against Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 10 and SummerSlam 1995.
This Sunday, WrestleMania 10, the ladder match. The bad guy takes all the gold.
Razor with the ladder, and now it's Hall's who gets caught down and with a ladder. And now it's Razor's opportunity.
As big an impact as he made in the WWF, it would pale to what he did in 1996, signing with World Championship Wrestling and jumping the guardrail during Nitro to change wrestling forever.
You know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. Where is Billionaire Ted? Where is the Nacho Man? I got a challenge for him and for anybody else in WCW. You want a war? You're going to get one.
He, along with longtime friend Kevin Nash, formed The Outsiders, and they were involved in one of the most famous moments in wrestling history as Hulk Hogan joined them at Bash at the Beach 1996 to form the new
World War.
A career of a lifetime. Right down the drain, kid. I hope you love it.
Can you see
just
little,
sold your soul to the devil.
See those little Hulksters with the tears rolling down their face right now?
We are not going to even acknowledge that three count.
Now what happens to us? What happens now to WCW?
How many people here in Baltimore came to see WCW? How many people in here in Baltimore came to see the...
Hall would remain part of various incarnations of the NWO until he departed WCW in early 2000. He would have brief runs with ECW, All Japan, and once again New Japan before he returned to the WWE to reform the NWO with Hogan and Nash in early 2002.
So, Stone Cold, I hear from you that you're the toughest SOB in the WWF. Prove it.
For the latter years of his in-ring career, Hall competed for TNA, IWA Puerto Rico, and WWC before his eventual
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Retirement in 2010. His problems with drugs and alcohol over the years were openly discussed in an E60 documentary, as well as an emotional WWE Network special, Living on a Razor's Edge.
Should I make bad choices? Yeah. Do I recommend booze and drugs? No. Do they work? Yes, they do. I'm not gonna lie to you. But what sucks is when you want to quit and you can't. How about let's try to deal with the root problem and not the side effect? The side effect is me drinking and taking pills. What's causing that? So I got, you know, to deal with some great doctors and who talked about that PTSD and stuff like that, and negative self-image, and I can't get anywhere until I deal with that.
With the help of Diamond Dallas Page, Hall rebuilt his life from the ground up, physically, mentally, professionally, and spiritually. For his achievements in wrestling, Scott Hall was inducted twice into the WWE Hall of Fame. First in 2014 as Razor Ramon, and then in 2021 as part of the New World Order.
Whether I was the hated villain or the beloved hero, and that was something that I've always treasured. So thank you to all the wrestling fans here. And all the fans watching around the world.
Kevin Nash, Scott Hall's longtime best friend, paid tribute, saying, "I have been blessed to have a friend that took me at face value, and I him. See you down the road, Scott. I couldn't love a human being any more than I do you." We here at Cultaholic extend our condolences to the family and friends of the late, great WWE Hall of Famer, Scott Hall.
Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
For Tuesday, March the 15th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.